people are wondering whether we are going to have a constitutional crisis. And I think what's happening regarding deportations indicates that we already have one. And again, back to what I said earlier, this is one reason we need a Save America March. We have to come together, folks. We can't be, people on the left can't be demonizing the right. I get so fed up with comfortable liberals bashing all of rural America as dumb, as stupid, as racist. I get so sick of that. It's not true. It's not helpful. And we need to find ways of having those conversations that build common ground. Here's one that I think we can find some common ground on. Americans are concerned about immigration. Sure. They're concerned about what's happening at the border. But again, I'd love to see more polling on this as we go forward, but the polling I've seen suggests that people aren't comfortable with sending migrants overseas to horrible mega prisons like the one in El Salvador, where, of course, the president of El Salvador is getting $6 million from the U.S. to house these prisoners. You have to wonder how much of that is being skimmed off. But you know, it gets worse because a bunch of those people sent to El Salvador are not the kind of dangerous immigrants that Trump has been saying he needs to protect us from. Some are even American citizens. You know, and now it's getting worse because the list of countries that Trump wants to deport immigrants to is a bunch of places that our government itself says we shouldn't travel to. You know, South Sudan came up recently because that's like one of the most dangerous places in the world right now. You know, and you may have the immigrants that we want to send to those countries may have zero connection to anything to do, and to them at all. And yet Trump is apparently willing to send them there. And some of these are countries that he himself called, and I can't say it because this is an FCC-regulated station, S-hole countries. S-hole. You know what the S stands for, folks, right? S-hole countries. Same thing he called Baltimore, by the way, among other places. So one question came up recently. Can the president actually do that? Can you actually send immigrants, deportees, to other countries against their will? Countries that have no association with them at all? Well, apparently it might be legal, but with safeguards. And those safeguards include an allowance for those being deported to challenge that deportation in court. And it must be evident that the destination is not dangerous for them. Okay, so it sounds like El Salvador is pretty dangerous for a lot of people. And Sudan, South Sudan, I'd say is probably dangerous for everybody, which is one reason we have seen in my neighborhood, we have people, we have a significant number of people from Sudan here escaping the violence that is this rampant in that country. So along come Judge Brian Murphy. Good Irish name, by the way, right? Judge Brian Murphy, I think he's out of Massachusetts. He'd ordered the Trump administration not to deport migrants to third countries without giving them at least 15 days notice to raise concerns about potential dangers. Murphy said he might hold the administration's officials in contempt, criminal contempt, for violating his order. Well, what does Trump do? He ignores it. He is essentially in contempt of violating a federal judicial order. So, you know, of course, you know, Trump loves to make a deal. And of course, if countries know that, and who doesn't know that, they're going to try to make a deal with him as well. So I'm sure that that's where the $6 million to El Salvador came from. I won't be surprised to see more money coming from the U.S. to El Salvador. I won't be surprised if these other, quote, S-hole countries get lots of money out of Trump. And we're talking about Libya, South Sudan. I can't remember some of the other places that that are possibly, you know, destinations for deportees. But the bottom line is, There are all kinds of lawsuits against what's happening. There are all kinds of rulings against what Trump's doing. And clear indications that these actions are in violation of the U.S. Constitution. And so Trump is simply ignoring the orders. And folks, how is that not a constitutional crisis? We are there. We have a constitutional crisis on our hands, and it's only going to get worse. I commend the judges for standing up and ruling according to the law. And not, these aren't just, quote, liberal activist judges. These are judges that some of them were appointed by Republican presidents. We've even seen rulings out of the U.S. Supreme Court that don't go Trump's way. Not all of them. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. And, when you totally ignore one of three ostensibly equal branches of government, we got a crisis. And of course, Trump can control Congress through threats. I mean, one of the reasons the budget bill, the big beautiful bill, passed by one vote was because Trump intimidated congressional members. He basically said that if you don't go along with me on this, you're going to get a primary opponent. You know, and so all the Republicans did. there were plenty of reasons to vote against that bill. Lots of reasons to vote against it. Even from a traditional Republican's point of view, there were plenty of reasons to vote against it. So I don't see a lot of courage in Congress. I don't see a lot of courage among most Democrats in Congress either. But when it comes to, ignoring the courts, he can kind of bully the Republican Congress, but he can't so easily bully the courts. But his way of dealing with the courts is to ignore them. And that is the very definition of a constitutional crisis.